no one has a little mind. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. No one has a little mind. We look around us and we see people who think thoughts that we would not think ourselves, and sometimes they don't open their hearts and their minds as widely as they could to all of the great things that are happening to them, and we think they have a little mind. We think that they are just thinking of little minds and little attitudes toward life. And as we think that they're thinking these little minds and little attitudes for life, what's going on? Well, what's going on is that we are giving them the opportunity to think little thoughts and have a little mind. Now, if you have a grand mind, if you and I think grand thoughts and wonderful thoughts, then every person that we look at is thinking grand and wonderful thoughts. Every person in the world is thinking grand and wonderful thoughts from their grand and wonderful mind, and there are no little minds. You see, all the world, and we say this so often, all the world is a reflection of who we are. So if we see a little mind, if we see someone who thinks little thoughts, someone who doesn't think very important things, and someone who's picky, that's us. That's us. If we see any of this little mind activity, that's us. And it's sort of a shock to us. It's sort of a wake-up call saying, hey, pay attention. That's you thinking those little thoughts. That's not them. You just see them thinking it because you cannot see it. You see yourself thinking them. And so when you see it outwardly, you're just having that as a reflection of who you are within yourself. And you're thinking those little thoughts, yeah. You're thinking those little thoughts of why don't we do this and why don't we do that and why doesn't she do this and why doesn't she do that and where are they supposed to be and what are they supposed to be working on and all that sort of little stuff. Hey, those are important perhaps, but the really important thing is when you say to yourself, I like me. I'm happy. Yes, everything is in divine order. Everything is very good. And when you look at what other people do, say, my, they certainly are industriously doing that. They're doing that with all their heart. They're doing that with all their soul and all their being. My goodness, they're putting so much of themselves into that. No wonder it's such a lovely experience for me to watch them do it. And you see, as you do that, whatever you say they're doing, that's what you are doing. And then whatever you are doing to them and yourself, you're doing to yourself. And so it's a double whammy. You're getting twice the exposure. They're getting the feeling of doing wonderful things, and you're getting the feeling of doing wonderful things, and it's a great, great, great adventure. It's a great, great, great adventure. Remember that. Life is filled with great, great, great adventures, and you are the one who is enjoying them. You are the one who is manifesting these great adventures, because there are no little minds. There is no little thought. There is only when we choose not to see the grandness that we are expressed outwardly in everyone. So when they make a mountain out of a molehill, well, that's making a big thing out of a little thing. All right, make a big thing out of a little thing. If they bring you a cup of coffee, like my staff at the monastery does each morning, one of them brings me a cup of coffee, and I can get up and get my own coffee. I can get up and get my own thing, but it pleasures them to do that. And so I say, thank you very much, appreciate that. And then when they forget it, I don't have my coffee. And they say, whoops, forgot. Uh-huh. Now, I don't really mean I don't have my coffee. I know how much pleasure it gives them to serve me the coffee, so I let them do it. But if I get up and take my cup and go to the sink and get some hot water from our hot water faucet and make my instant coffee, they say, well, I was going to do that for it. I was doing it. I was in the process of it. Yes, so I must not do that. I have to sit and wait and wait and wait And if I don't put up a little game or a little fuss, they don't know that I'm out of coffee. They are so busy eating their own breakfast or doing their own things, they forget about that. Now, you see, this is the thing. When you start saying, I want to be a blessing to someone by serving them their whatever they want to have, then you have to let them do it. And you have to make a big thing out of it. But if you have a little mind, and you look at it, and you say, oh, I don't have this, and you know, well, why do I have that? And that, you guys said you'd do it, and now you're not doing it. And you see, that's a little mind at work. But when I say, wow, this coffee is good, and there's no coffee there. Wow, you guys are so wonderful. You always give me everything perfect. And you, when you make my fried egg in the morning, it's sunny side up, and the top is just a gentle, soft, not crisp and burned, and the bottom is just gentle, all cooked with moderate heat and not burned. It is just perfect, the ideal egg. I could take my spoon and pop into the top of the egg, and it just sort of gently separates, not watery and not rubbery, but just gently. It's the ideal egg, and oh, it's an art to do that. Oh, it's an art to do that. And some mornings when Sylvia makes my breakfast, she makes the eggs perfect. And some mornings when she makes the eggs, she makes them rubbery. And some morning she makes them sort of watery. And some morning, and you see, this is an inconsistency. Now, it's all my fault. It's all my fault because I have a little mind. And I am seeing Sylvia having the possibility of not making me a perfect egg. And if I say to myself every day, Sylvia always makes me a perfect egg. Sylvia always makes an egg just the ideal egg. Perfect on the bottom, perfect on the top, sunny side up, lovely to see and easy to eat and a joy to just sit there and contemplate it for a few moments before I do eat it. Because to look at food well prepared, to look at food lovingly prepared with all the joy in the world, that's my big mind. That's my big heart looking at it. But to look at it not nicely prepared, that's my little mind. And my little mind is going to get just more little things as I concentrate on these little unhappy things. I'm going to get more little unhappy things. But as I concentrate on the happy things, and I look at the food that comes to me, and always with a lovely piece of toast, maybe an English muffin, half an English muffin or something like that, how wonderful it is. Golly Moses, what a beautiful way to serve me breakfast. And with all the love in their heart, on a special glass plate on top of my regular plate, just so thoughtful, so loving. And you see, this is what it's all about. I have to see that first for it to be there in the second place. And when I have it first in my heart, then it comes to me. But when I don't have it first in my heart, it never arrives. It never gets to me. And I'm sitting there being my little thoughts, my little mind, and having my little unhappinesses, the little imperfections, instead of the perfect, perfect ideal experience with everyone that I deal. It's my choice. Now, what is your choice? What is your desire for yourself? How do you look at life? What do you expect out of life? Do you expect life to be a fabulous experience? Well, if you do, then it's going to start in you. It's going to start in your mind. No one has a little mind. It's only little thoughts that we sometimes have in our mind that we project outwardly, and we think that they belong to somebody else. Well, in my life, I have big thoughts. And I look at Anita, who is just a bubbling princess in everything she does. And I say, Anita, I think that it's wonderful that you're visiting here. And Anita says, oh, I love it. There's so many things here to do. So many things that make me feel happy because I can get involved and just do these things. And I don't have to do anything because I'm just here to meditate, but I can do everything that I want to do. And I'm just busy doing things and meditating all at the same time. And I feel so rich inside. And I say, wow, you have the right attitude. You have a big mind. You are reflecting out. And then she goes out and she works with our handyman. She works with John and Brian, and wonderful guys that they are. And as she's working with them, she smiles at them and says, "Oh, you guys are wonderful. You guys are fantastic." And then she works right alongside them, and she works like a Trojan. And they, of course, immediately work like Trojans too, because here this lovely girl is working like a Trojan. They can hardly do any less. She creates them in her mind with her thought, not because she wants to make them do something they don't want to do, but she just creates everybody doing the things that she thinks are big and beautiful and wonderful by her thought about it. And then she creates every task. Let me see. I've never put one of these things together before. I know how to do it. And she goes in there knowing that she knows how to do it, and it works perfectly. This is what happens to every one of us when we have the right thoughts or the right mind. Do you? Do I always have the right mind? Do you and I always have the right thought in our mind? Well, we can. And when we do, the results are fabulous. It's up to you, it's up to me, whether I want to make something beautiful out of my life and live in my big mind, or make something a drudgery and unhappiness living in my little mind. The thought, the opportunity, the condition is up to me. So I say to you, my beautiful mind, no one has a little mind. Every mind is a reflection of mine, and my mind is as big as the universe and as happy as anything can be. It's a wonderful world, isn't it? Have a lovely day and create according to your big, beautiful mind. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.